弟兄姐妹早安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters. Good morning.
今天的题目叫做人的准心。
Today's topic is called the front side of man.
各位知道什么叫做准心吗？
Do you know what is a front sight?
可能弟兄们比较清楚，姐妹们大部分可能不太清楚。
Maybe this is more foreign to sisters than to brothers.
所以我给大家看几张照片。
I'll show you some pictures of the front sight.
这个是一把枪，前面有一个高高凸起来的东西，就是这个地方。
And that is the front sight.
这个就是枪的准心。
That's the front sight of a gun.
准心是枪上面一个很重要的装置。
It's an important mechanism in a gun.
因为它是用来瞄准目标的。
Because that is used to aim at the target.
有了它，那个射手才能确定那个子弹的路径。
With that, the shooter can be assured the path of the bullet.
有了它，射手才知道他能不能命中目标。
The shooter can have the assurance of shooting the right target.
所以，凡是有弹道的枪都需要这一个准心。
Therefore, all the guns that the rifle lines must have the front sight.
各位知道吗？我们人也需要准心。
And likewise, men also need the front sight.
因为人一生也要知道你自己往哪里去。
Because we know where we are going.
你将来会走到什么地境里面去？
And in the future, what kind of situations we want to be in?
我们说人生要有目标。
We want to have goals of our lives.
但是我们怎么知道自己到得了、到不了那个目标呢？
But how can we be assured that we can get to that goal?
怎么知道我们走的方向是正确的呢？
Or if the direction of our path is correct.
所以如果人没有准心，你虽然那里有一个目标，你却不一定到得了那里。
Even if you have a target, if you don't have that front sight, you cannot be sure you can get there.
我们信主的人都知道自己要成圣。
Christians know that we need to be sanctified.
我们很多人说我的目标就是效法基督，在真道上长进，让自己在属灵的事上长大成熟，将来结出好果子，可以去荣耀神。
Many of us will say that to be a Christian, our goal is to follow Christ and grow in the truth and become mature in spiritual things and bear fruits in order to glorify God.
可是我问大家，我们怎么知道自己越来越像基督了呢？
But how can we know that we are growing more like Jesus?
怎么知道自己在灵里越来越成熟了呢？
How do we know we are marching toward spiritual maturity?
你怎么知道你结出了属灵的果子呢？
How do we know that we have bare fruit?
的确，我们都看见了那个属灵的目标，但是我们怎么知道自己有没有走错呢？
Indeed, we can all see the goals or target, but how can we assure that we are not going in a crooked way?
谁能准确地告诉我们，帮助我们达到这个目标呢？
So who can tell us and help us to reach that goal?
我告诉大家，最适合的人是耶稣。
I tell you, the most appropriate person is Jesus Christ.
因为他是我们的典范，对不对？
Because he is our model.
他也知道我们所做的，对不对？
He knows what we are doing.
他知道我们所做的像不像他交代我们做的。
He knows that what we have done, how closely is to what he demanded us to do.
所以最适合那个指引我们的是耶稣。
So the best person that can guide us is Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣的肉身已经离开我们了。
But physically, Jesus had departed from us.
虽然我们很想像当时的门徒一样，耶稣一天到晚在我们身边，可是耶稣已经离开我们了。
We all like to be like the disciples back then that can follow Jesus every day, but that's not possible right now.
那么谁来替耶稣做这一件事呢？
So who can help us in lieu of Jesus Christ?
谁能替耶稣来帮助我们呢？
So who can help us instead of Christ?
弟兄姐妹，这不仅是我们的问题，也是当时跟随耶稣那些门徒们的问题。
And brothers and sisters, this is not only our problem. It was the same problem the disciples faced when Jesus left them.
自从他们被耶稣呼召以后，就跟着耶稣，受耶稣的教导，学习新的观念，学习各样的服事，并且天天让耶稣纠正他们各样的缺点，他们改变自己的生命。
Because those disciples followed Jesus and learned new concepts, learned how to serve, and let Jesus Christ correct their weaknesses, they changed their lives.
这样多好啊！天天跟那个永生上帝在一起，多好啊！
It was a great experience because they were with the eternal God every day.
没想到有一天耶稣要离开他们，而且会被那个叛徒犹大出卖，最后被钉死在十字架上。
But to their surprise, Jesus died on the cross because one of them, the Judas, betrayed Jesus.
所以当门徒听见耶稣说我还有不多的时候与你们同在，那他们的心里一定是非常的讶异。
The disciples must be very surprised when they heard Jesus told them that I will be with you only a little longer.
因为他们在跟随耶稣的时候，唯一的依靠就是耶稣。
Because when they followed Jesus Christ,Jesus was the only assurance and reliance they had.
你知道他们跟随耶稣的时候，耶稣不只教导他们真理，耶稣还替他们抵挡很多的指责。
Because Jesus not only taught them the truth, Jesus was also the shield to help them resist many blames.
有一次安息日的时候，门徒们肚子饿了，就掐那个麦穗来吃。
On a Sabbath day, the disciples were hungry and they went to the wheat field to grab the kernel.
然后法利赛人就指责他们。
They ate the kernel and they were accused by the Pharisees.
谁替他们抵挡呢？
So who stood out and defend for them?
耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
所以听说耶稣要离开他们，那些门徒不仅感情上舍不得，更会为他们未来的处境担忧。
So when Jesus announced that he would depart from them, emotionally those disciples definitely don't want to see that, but they are also worried about themselves.
耶稣要离开我们了，我们这些人怎么办呢？
What should we do if our master departs from us?
各位，耶稣知道这些人的心。
Jesus knew those people's hearts.
特别是当耶稣基督自己上了十字架以后，那个门徒所会面临的恐惧、惊慌、疑惑，他都知道。
Because Jesus foresaw the disciples' fear, worry, and doubts after He was nailed on the cross.
他也知道以后听了他的福音，相信他的人，好像我们一样，心里会有多大的疑惑。
Jesus also foresaw all the followers like us, all the fears that we would go through.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，我们今天读的经文非常的短，但是却是非常重要的话。
We just read a very short scripture, though sure it is very important.
那好的讲员就专门讲这种道。
So, this preacher will preach on very short scripture.
这两三句话就是耶稣离开世界之前 给门徒的交代，是门徒的安慰，也是一个不撇下他们的保证，更是门徒以及像我们这一群人将来在世的依靠。
These three sentences is the assurance, the comfort, and the guarantee that Jesus Christ had left to the disciples.
我感觉有不少人对圣灵是只有模模糊糊的认识。
I think not that many, I think some people only have a very basic or not even clear understanding about the Holy Spirit.
尤其当一些强调圣灵的教会出现之后，很多人更不知道我自己该不该去提，该不该去认识圣灵。
Especially when some churches emphasize the Holy Spirit, many believers don't know whether they should have such an experience about the Holy Spirit.
如果我一天到晚跟弟兄姐妹讲圣灵，讲圣灵，哎呀，人家大概把我看成灵恩派了。
If I continue to talk about Holy Spirit, maybe people will say that I follow the Pentecost movement.
所以不少人不明白究竟圣灵是谁。
So many people do not fully understand who Holy Spirit is.
他来做什么？
What is he doing?
他跟我们的关系又是什么？
What is the relationship, his relationship with us?
那今天我先给大家一个答案，就是圣灵就是我们基督徒的准心。
Today I give you an answer is that the Holy Spirit is a Christian's front sight.
他就是来帮助我们达到属灵目标的那一位。
He is the one that comes to help us to reach the spiritual goals.
16节耶稣说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
Verse 16 we just read. Jesus said, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you anotherCounselor to be with you forever.
耶稣知道他要离世了，所以他求父差遣另外一位到门徒的中间接续他的任务。
Jesus knew that he would depart from this earth, so he asked the Heavenly Father to send forth a successor of his mission.
这一位接替耶稣基督在人心里工作的，耶稣称他为保惠师。
And this successor is called the counselor over here.
到底保惠师是什么样的人呢？
So, what is a counselor?
其实你读中文真的不太容易明白。
It's not easy to understand the terminology in Chinese.
我们听过医师、律师、牧师、会计师、工程师，就是没有听过保惠师。
In Chinese, we heard the terminology of doctors, lawyers, pastors, accountants, engineers, but never a counselor.
事实上，耶稣在希腊文里面用的这一个字叫做 parakletos.
Actually, Jesus uses Greek word, parakletos.Is a very hard, the word very hard to translate accurately.
是一个很难准确翻译的字。
Very hard to translate.
中英文里面都没有相对应的字或者词。
Neither Chinese nor English has an appropriate word corresponding to this Greek word.
因为这一个字的意义很广。没有一个单纯的翻译可以包含圣灵所有的任务。
Because this word has a very broad meaning, and we cannot find a single word in English that is equivalent.
如果你对英文圣经有一些阅读的经验的话，有一些英文圣经翻作 comforter.
Some English translation would call it comforter.
就是安慰者。
It means to comfort person.
不错，圣灵的确可以给人安慰。
Yes, Holy Spirit definitely comfort people.
世界上有许多基督徒遭到迫害。
There are so many Christians that are still under persecution today.
像印尼这个回教国家，隔不了多久就会传出基督徒受迫害的事。
Like in Indonesia, which is a Muslim country, every so often we'll hear that Christians and Christian churches were being persecuted.
在那里的基督徒有些时候被打，有的时候被杀，那里的教会有的时候被人家烧掉，诸如此类的事情。
Christians being beaten, killed, church being destroyed, burned down.
哎，我们自己也遇过一些伤心难过的事吧。
And we, every one of us had gone through some sorrowful time.
谁真正有力量帮助我们从这些事里走出来呢？
Who had that power to help us to walk out of those shadows?
谁能够在那种逼迫的环境里仍然坚守他自己的信仰呢？
Who can stand fast in such in a person's faith in such situations?
这样的工作只有圣灵能做。
Only the Comforter can do that.
圣灵就是那个安慰者。
The Comforter is the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姐妹，圣灵的工作不是只有安慰而已。
But comforting is not the only thing that the Holy Spirit can help.
有一些圣经把它翻作 helper。
Some in other English translation translate as helper.
而且这个 helper 呢，讲的就好像是一个母亲去照料她的孩子那样的 helper。
The helper is described as a mother take care of her child.
大家都知道圣经上说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵的帮助，圣灵亲自用这个说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
Most of us know that Romans 8 says the Spirit help us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
人有软弱，甚至软弱到一个地步，他连自己跟神祷告都没办法。
Sometimes we are so weak that we cannot even pray to God.
但是当人做不到的时候，圣灵就来帮助我们。
But when we cannot do it, the Holy Spirit comes to help us.
我有一次在德州的时候被人家请去讲道。
One time when I was in Texas, I was invited to preach in a church.
那个教会离达拉斯有一段距离，所以我必须早一天去。
That church was kind of far away from Dallas, so I had to go there the day before.
原本我们打算我们全家礼拜六到那里一起过夜，第二天一起参加他们的敬拜。
Our original plan was to go there, the whole family, on Saturday night, and the next day I'll preach.
但是就在我出发的那一天，
But
我的大儿子突然生了重病。
Just before we departed, my older son suddenly got ill.
病得非常严重。他又发烧，又上吐下泻，根本不能出门。
Very serious. He had the fever. He had the throat and so forth. So he could not. We could not even get out of the door.
对，那个时候我的心呐、啊、就上上下下的。
So I was unsettled. My heart was unsettled.
我到底要不要取消在那个教会的服事呢
？I wonder if I need to call that church and cancel my trip.
我好像应该带孩子去医院吧。
Shouldn't I take my child to rush him to a hospital?
我心里非常的不安。
My heart was upset.
但是呢，我跟我的贤内助，因为他今天在这里，我说贤内助。
I discussed with my wife.
我跟他商量了一下，决定还是去。
We discussed and we reached the conclusion of continue with the preaching.
因为临时跟人家说取消。一定让那边的同工非常的为难。
Because such a sudden cancellation, it will put those church co-workers in a very tough situation.
所以我还是开车走了。
So I drove to that church.
我还记得当我开车出我们那个停车场大门的时候，我是回头看的。
I remember when I drove out of the parking lot, I turned back and looked.
因为我们家在十楼，一眼就可以看见。
because my apartment was in the 10th floor.
不晓得会不会有一个人在那里招手叫我回来回来。
I'm not sure whether I would see someone to call me back.
出去是出去了，可是我心里还是有牵挂。
Even though I was driving toward the destination, my heart was burdensome.
我到了那里以后呢，其实我也不能好好安静我的心来预备第二天的服事。
And even when I reached there, I could not quiet down to prepare for the service.
主日上午，我就跟神祷告。
And quickly reached Sunday morning, and I prayed.
我说神啊，只有你自己来帮助我啦。
I said, Oh God, only you can help me now.
结果非常奇妙，当我到台上讲道的时候，我很清楚里面有一股力量在运作。
And a very wonderfully and strangely that when I walk to the pulpit, I have a peace in my heart.
我原来那种很不安、很没有把握的那种心不见了。
The unsettledness and the fear disappeared.
这股力量就帮助我完成那一天的服事。
And that power helped me to complete my sermon that day.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵是一个帮助者。
Brothers and sisters, this Holy Spirit is the comforter.
可是我要告诉大家，帮助者这个角色也不是圣灵唯一的。
But that is not the only role that he plays.
刚刚我们读的圣经，英文把它翻译做什么呀？
The NIV translation we read,the Holy Spirit is translated as counselor.
对不对？这是什么？顾问。
Advisor.
现在有好多的顾问哦，比方说什么销售顾问啊，婚姻顾问啊，旅游顾问等等。
There are advisors for many professions, such as sales, marriage counseling, travel, and so forth.
顾问就是当我们有问题的时候，替我们指点迷津、解决问题的那一个人。
Those counselors or consultants help us to solve problems.
有人特别的经验就是在找工作或者进入婚姻的时候，哎呀，我们都跟神祷告，求神指引我一下该怎么做，让我明白神的心意。
And many of us would seek counsel, God's counsel, especially when we are looking when we are on the job market or trying to decide a marriage.
这个就是顾问。
And this is what counselor does.
有一个人啊，他在找工作的时候有两个 offer。
I know a person that when he was looking for a job, he got two offers.
有一个是大公司，职位高，待遇好，环境也好。
One is a large company, higher position, better pay.
另外一个呢是小公司，职位啊、待遇啊各方面都比不上那个大公司。
The other one is a smaller company and positions and payment were not as good as the previous one.
他就为这个事情祷告。
So he prayed for this.
上帝啊，我去哪一家？
Where should I go?
上帝很清楚的告诉他，你去那个小公司。
And God told him that you should go to the smaller company.
他就照着这个圣灵的指引去了。
And he followed the guidance of the Spirit.
虽然他不明白为什么，他就去了。
Though he did not understand.
几个月之后，他知道为什么了。
And a few months passed, and he realized.
那一家大公司裁员。
That bigger company, laid off people.
而且裁掉的就是他原本想去的那个部门。
Laid off that a business unit, where the offer was from.
所以圣灵可以当你的顾问。
So Holy Spirit can be your counselor.
圣灵还有被翻译做什么呢？就是我们常常听见的中保。
And another translation is the one that we heard more often is the intercessor.
就是一个负责在两个个体之间调停的人，能够消除双方歧见的那一个人。
Intercessor is a mediator in between the two opposite parties and help them to come to a common ground.
或者是一个像保证人的这种位置。
Or, to be a guarantor.
如果一个人从监狱释放出来，他需要一个保证人。
For example, to, set a, prisoner free from the jail, that prisoner need a guarantor.
这个人要保证他以后不再犯罪。
That person need to guarantee this, a prisoner will not commit crime anymore.
这个就好像耶稣基督是那个人跟神中间的那一位中保的角色一样。
Just like Jesus Christ is the intercessor between man and God.
基督要为我们向神调停，向神保证，这个角色就是所谓的中保。
Because Jesus continued to intercess, mediate, and guarantee to God.
但是各位弟兄姐妹，我说了，没有一个字可以完全来描述圣灵。
I said that it's hard to describe the work of Holy Spirit by just one word.
所以你真正要描述圣灵是什么，保惠师到底是什么呢？我们要这样子说。
So to describe it, we should say in this way.
圣灵是透过安慰、指引、担待我们的过犯来帮助我们的那一位。
The Holy Spirit is the helper, that come for us, guide us, and be lenient to our iniquities.
我再讲一遍，圣灵就是那一位透过安慰、指引、担待我们的过犯来帮助我们的那一位。
Holy Spirit is the one to help us through comforting, guiding, and be lenient, to our sins.
你说牧师啊，你有讲这么长一段句子来描述圣灵，我真的记不住啊。
You may complain that my sentence is still too long.
没关系，我只告诉你一个字。
Then let me give you a short version.
圣灵来到我们的心里，就是停我们。
The Holy Spirit come to our hearts and be with us and to back us up.
停，这个字有人知道吧？这是一个现代人常用的字，年轻一点的都在点头。
The younger generation understand this contemporary word, 停。
挺的意思就是拥护你，就是帮助你，就是支持你。
It means advocate, support, endorse.
好像在选举的时候，我们就说，哎呀，今天这个马英九啊，挺谁谁谁。
It's like in the election, the president 马英九 will back up or advocate some candidates.
意思就是拥护他，支持他，帮助他。
Support, advocate, endorse, help.
所以你要知道圣灵来的任务是什么呢？就是挺你。
So the mission of the Holy Spirit is to come and advocate for us.
你有问题，他指点你；你有软弱，他帮助你。
If you have question, he helps you to answer. If you have problem, he helps you to solve.
不过我要告诉大家，圣灵挺我们，可是不是纵容我们，或者是溺爱我们。
But let's be honest. The Holy Spirit, although it will advocate for us, but it doesn't mean that he will spoil or pamper us.
他是根据圣经的真理来帮助我们，而不是让我们胡作非为。
He will help us according to the truth in Bible, and he's not come to pamper us whatever we like to do.
你从使徒行传里面就看见一个例子。
From the book of Acts, we saw this example.
有一对夫妇卖了财产要奉献给教会，结果他们把卖田地的这个得来的钱私自留了一些没有给教会，他们欺哄圣灵，最后的下场就是死。
The example was in the Acts, one couple who sold their properties and want to donate the money to the church. However, they kept a portion of that for themselves, did not give it to the church. So they lied to the Holy Spirit, and they end up with
death. 第十七节这里，耶稣告诉门徒说，这一位圣灵的本质就是真理的圣灵。
Verse 17 says the essence of the Holy Spirit is truth.
各位弟兄姐妹，这一句话有两个意思。
It has two dimensions of meanings.
第一，这个圣灵就是要来帮助人明白真理的圣灵。
First, He is the Holy Spirit that come to help us understand the truth.
第二，这一个保惠师自己就是真理的明证。
Number two, this counselor himself is the proof of the truth.
因为这样，有他在人的里面，人就可以知道什么是真理。
Therefore, when the Spirit is in you, in a person, that person knows the truth.
耶稣讲过一句话，大家都知道，我是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
各位你知道吗？除非圣灵帮助我们，是没有人可能知道真理的。
Brothers and sisters, without the help of Spirit, Holy Spirit, we cannot really understand the truth.
因为真理是谁呀？
Because the truth is,
真理是谁呀？
Who is the truth?
真理就是耶稣基督自己。
Who is the truth is Jesus Christ himself.
真理就是神自己。
And the truth is the Lord himself.
弟兄姐妹，你说你懂神吗？
Do we understand God?
人怎么能懂神呢？那是不可能的。
How can man understand God?
一只蝴蝶怎么知道你这个人是什么呢？
How can a butterfly understand what is a human being?
只有靠着圣灵，你去懂这一位神，你去认识这一位神。
So we can only know God and understand God through the help of Holy Spirit.
换句话说，你要明白真理是什么，只有圣灵来帮助你。
In other words, only through the Holy Spirit's help we can understand truth.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们常说，哎呀，圣经我这里读不懂，那里读不懂，牧师讲的道听不懂，所以我不明白真理。
So many people will say, I don't understand the Bible, I cannot understand the preaching, I don't understand the truth.
各位，你知道这句话让圣灵真难过啊。
When you say this, it will really make the Holy Spirit in you, sad.
不是牧师会难过，不是主日学老师会难过，是这一位圣灵真的难过啊。
You do not sadden the pastor himself or your Sunday school teacher, but the Spirit in you.
圣灵明明就在我们心里，他就是要来帮助我们明白真理的那一位。哎，结果我们说我不懂真理。
Because the Spirit is in you and to try to help you understand the truth, but you said I don't understand the truth.
就好像一个人家里有金山银山，结果他在旁边饿肚子。
It's like someone who come from a wealthy family, but he said he's still hungry.
真是说不过去，对不对？
Those two are not compatible.
我还要请大家注意，耶稣在这里说，圣灵乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 17, Jesus said, "The Spirit of Truth, the world cannot accept him because." It neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
弟兄姐妹，我们跟世人不一样啊。
So we are different from the world.
一般世界上的人不认识这一位圣灵，因为他们还不认识神，所以他们里面没有这一个圣灵的同在。
People in the world, since they don't know, this Holy Spirit, so they do not know God.
所以难怪世界上的人做一些奇奇怪怪的事情，对不对？
Therefore, they will do something strange.
不明白真理。
Because they don't understand God's truth.
好像很多人支持同性恋，哎，觉得这个是一个人生下来应该有的权利。
Just like many activists who support homosexual movement, they feel that this is the human rights.
为什么人会这样子呢？因为这些人没有圣灵帮助他们明白神的真理。
Because those people don't have the Holy Spirit to help them understand God's truth.
让他们知道，哦，原来这一件事情是神所不喜悦的，神所不许可的。
They have no Spirit, Holy Spirit to help them understand that this is displeasing to God.
可是弟兄姐妹，我们不一样啊，我们是跟随神的人，圣灵住在我们里面。
But we are different. We have the Holy Spirit in us. Therefore, we should follow God.
而且耶稣说圣灵是常与我们同在的。
And Jesus said that the Spirit should be with you often.
我们是认识他的。
So we know the Spirit.
换句话说，我们应该常常碰见这一位真理的圣灵，而且应该知道神的真理。
In other words, it says that we should meet this spirit of truth, and we should understand God's truth.
当我们读经读不懂的时候，他是会来帮助我们的。
When we do not understand the Bible we read, the Holy Spirit will help us.
因为这是他的任务。
Because this is his mission.
那我们自己说我不明白真理，不是很奇怪吗？
But we still say we don't understand the truth. Isn't that strange?
是不是圣灵代乎职守呢？
Is that because the Holy Spirit does not do his job?
弟兄姐妹，恐怕是我们没有好好寻求他的帮助。
Or it's because we did not seek his help rightfully.
我们应该要求圣灵开我们的心，开我们的眼，开我们的耳，让我们真正可以明白神的真理。
Therefore, we should ask the Spirit to open our heart, our eyes, and our ears, so that we can understand God's truth.
他不但还要帮助我们明白真理，而且他要按着真理来带领我们的生活。
The Holy Spirit not only help us to understand the truth, but will help us to carry out the truth in our life.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你有没有这种感觉？
I don't know if you have such a feeling.
比方说，你看见一个不信主的人，你的心里就替他难过，替他焦急，替他祷告。为什么？
For example, you may see a person who has not believed in God, and then you will have the burden to worry for him and pray for him. Why?
为什么？
Why?
因为圣灵在提醒你。
You have this burden because the Holy Spirit is reminding you.
这位真理的圣灵让你体会到神的心意，体会到神的真理，你才会替那些没有得救的人担忧。
The Holy Spirit help you to understand God'smind and will. Therefore, it generates such a burden in your heart toward those who are lost.
大家都知道加拉太书五章在讲圣灵的果子，对不对？
Many of you know that Galatians chapter 5 talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
你告诉我，人怎么会结出仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐这些果子呢？
So you tell me, how can a man bear the spiritual fruit such as love, joy, peace, and patience.
怎么会有这些果子呢？
How can we bear those kind of fruits?
这就是这一位真理的圣灵按着真理引领我们生活的结果。
This is the consequence that we live a life following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我要讲一句重话。
And let me say something seriously.
如果有些时候我们觉得自己信主前后没有太大的不同，好好想一想，我们能不能体会圣灵的同在。
If you feel that you did not experience much change before and after putting your trust in Christ, then you need to think about whether you really understand, you really feel the Holy Spirit is in you.
有没有自己被圣灵提醒的经验？
Whether you have been reminded by the Holy Spirit, do you have such an experience?
有一次我们在家里跟小朋友讲故事。
One time, I share with my children maybe a bedtime story.
讲到有一个人被欺负了，那个被欺负的人呢，就想尽办法要报复那个人。
So one person was bullied in this story, and this person would try his best to get even.
一边讲，我心里就有一个声音啊。
So when I was talking about this story, there's a voice from my heart telling me.
那个声音说，谢清洁啊，你就是这样一个人。
He said, Arthur, you are such a person looking for revenge.
反复的讲，谢清洁啊，你就是这样一个人。
And that voice continued to repeat the same accusation.
这件事情就一直在我心里。
So it was in my heart.
我就知道圣灵在提醒我了。
Then I knew that was a reminding from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵提醒我们，我们的神不是这样的神。
It reminds us that our God is not a God of revenge.
他不要我们以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂。
He does not want us to repay evil by evil and repay insult by insult.
而他要我们向人祝福。
Rather, we should bless those who persecute us.
弟兄姐妹，我们都常说，神在人上有工作，神在有人身上有工作。
We usually say that God works on a person.
怎么工作呢？
How?
就是用这一位真理的圣灵来带领我们。
God works on us through the guidance of Holy Spirit.
你愿意遵守圣灵在你里面的提醒，你就会变成一个属灵的人。
If you are willing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, you will become a spiritual person.
你就结出属灵的果子。
And will bear spiritual fruit.
换句话说，你就命中了那个属灵的目标。
In other words, you are shooting or getting to the target.
弟兄姐妹，要为这一位真理的圣灵好好感恩。
Therefore, we should give thanksgiving to God for giving us the Holy Spirit.
否则没有人能保证你命中那个属灵的目标。
Otherwise, no one else can guarantee you that you will reach that target.
我们刚刚到现在已经讲了很多圣灵可以帮助我们的地方。
We talk about many dimensions that the Holy Spirit can help us.
但是我告诉各位，这还不是圣灵最宝贵的地方。
But let me tell you, this is not the most precious thing that the Holy Spirit gives us.
圣灵对我们最宝贵的地方，就是他要与我们同在。
To us, the most precious thing of the Holy Spirit is that He is with us.
中国有两句话。
Chinese says,
远水救不了近火。
The water from far away cannot help this, extinguish the fire right next to you.
远亲不如近邻。
Or,good relative living far away is not as good as having a good neighbor.
都在强调那一个帮助跟你很近距离的重要性。
It emphasizes the distance, the closeness.
弟兄姐妹，上帝 或者耶稣在这里的应许真是宝贵啊。
Brothers and sisters, how precious we have this promise from God.
他告诉我们说，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Verse 17 says, you know him for he lives with you and will be in you.
他不但要与我们同在，还要在我们里面。
Holy Spirit not only be with us, but live in us.
不管圣灵有多大的能力，如果他不能跟我们同在，而且在我们里面，他所有的能力都用不上。
Because no matter how powerful the Spirit is, if he is not with us, together with us, then we cannot even apply those power.
各位想一想啊。
Just like,
如果 Mishawaka 有一个火警，
if in Mishawaka, we have a fire in the house,
可是呢，消防队在 Bloomington，
but the fire station is far away in Bloomington, Indiana.
当这些不管这些消防队他们的设备多新多好，等到他们来到 Mishawaka 的时候也不用救了，对不对？
No matter how good their equipments are, it's no use.
那个时候他再来，消防队再来是没有任何意义的。
It makes no sense for them to come.
你已经不用做什么了。
Because the time had passed.
同样的，如果我们心里今天忧伤的要死，我们求圣灵来安慰，可是你却不知道圣灵在哪里，有什么意义呢？
Just like when you are in sorrow and you need the help from the Holy Spirit, if you don't know where the Holy Spirit is, then it makes no sense.
所以弟兄姐妹，圣灵的同在是我们的恩典，而且耶稣叫求父神差遣他，是永远不离开我们。
So it's a grace from God that the Holy Spirit will not depart from us.
弟兄姐妹，这是圣灵最宝贵的地方。
This is the most precious thing of the Spirit.
我们有没有好好去用这个恩典？
But do we fully utilize this grace?
圣灵就在你们的里面。
Because the Spirit is already in us.
有没有因为他在我们里面，我们得着属灵的好处？
But do we really gain this benefit for being with him?
我一开始的时候就告诉大家，人的准心就是圣灵。
At the beginning, I told you that our foresight is the Spirit.
无论在什么情况，无论在什么时间，这一位与人同在的圣灵，而且是真理的圣灵，都要帮助我们走向那个正确的属灵道路。
Because no matter what time or circumstances, the Spirit in us will help us to move toward the right direction.
所以只要人，只要我们都愿意听圣灵的声音，我们的人生就不会失误。
So as long as we are willing to hear the guidance, follow the guidance of the Spirit, then in our life we will not have missteps.
我们的人生也就不会有那么多的迷惘。
In our lives we will not have many puzzles.
也就不会不知道神在我们一生当中的计划。
Or lost sight of God's plan for you.
所以我们要一起来学习几件重要的事。
So there are a few things that we can practice.
第一件事情就是请我们不要拦阻圣灵。
The first one is to not hinder the touch of the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们哈，包括我在内常常做的事。
Brothers and sisters, we usually hinder the Spirit, including myself.
因为我们早就习惯以自我为中心的生活。
Because we get accustomed to be self-centered.
而各位你知道吗？自我就是能够拦阻圣灵最大的力量。
Self-centeredness is the biggest roadblock to Holy Spirit.
比方一个人喜欢说长道短。
For example, a person like to gossip.
讲讲这个人怎么样，讲讲那个人怎么样。
I could talk about different other people's weakness.
当圣灵提醒他说你不要再这样做的时候，哎，那个自我就出现了。
When the Holy Spirit reminds him or her, then the self will come out.
这个人会想说，我又没有说谎，我又没有造假，我为什么不能说呢？
He will say, I did not lie, I did not make up the story. Why can I say that?
自我出来，自然就会去抵挡圣灵的工作。
When the self came out, it will resist the work of the Spirit.
虽然明明知道我们不应该做，不可以做，可是我们还是去说出那些不应该讲的话。
So although we know that some words will be damaging, we still like to say it out.
有很多时候圣灵说你应该去祷告，你应该好好祷告。
Sometimes the Spirit reminds you to pray.
哎，自我又出来了，我现在没时间啊，我在工作呀，我在忙啊，等一下再祷告吧。
But yourself will say, I'm too busy right now, I'll put off the prayer time.
甚至有些时候圣灵说你要来认罪了，你做错事了，你要认罪了。
Or sometimes the Spirit will touch you to confess your mistake or sins.
自我怎么拦阻呢？
And yourself will hinder the Spirit.
哎呀，哎，认罪是很没面子的。
It will say, I will lose my face if I confess.
我为什么要去自取其辱呢？
Why should I be humiliated by this?
如果我不认罪，只有我自己知道。
If I don't confess, I'm the only one that knew the truth.
如果我一认罪，所有的人都知道了。
If I confess, I'll lose my face in front of many people.
算了算了，不要认罪吧。
So why bother?
弟兄姐妹，圣经告诉我们要靠圣灵行事。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches that we should do things, follow the guidance of the Spirit.
你记得这一节圣经最简单的方法就是，当圣灵感动我们的时候，你就赶紧照着圣灵的意思去做。
So the best way we can implement this teaching is that whenever you feel the touch of the Spirit, we should do it immediately.
这就是靠着圣灵行事。
And that is doing things follow the guidance of the Spirit.
事实上，我们可以问这样一个问题：如果我们的自我拦阻了圣灵，弟兄姐妹啊，我们要圣灵做什么呢？
We can ask ourselves, if ourself become the roadblock to the Holy Spirit, why do we need Holy Spirit?
当他要给你帮助的时候，你说我不要。
When the Spirit want to help you, you said, I don't need it.
那我们要圣灵干什么呢？
Then why do you want Holy Spirit?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要学习把这个自我撇开。
Therefore, we need to learn how to take down ourselves.
不要让这个自我去拦阻圣灵在你身上的工作。
Do not let the self become the roadblock to the work of the Spirit.
让圣灵可以自由地运行在我们里面。
So the Holy Spirit can move in us freely.
你才能够真正得到圣灵的指引。
And we can gain the true guidance.
你才能真正结出属灵的果子来。
And bear the spiritual fruit.
第二。
Second practice.
我们要认识圣灵。
We need to know the Spirit.
耶稣说，我们认识圣灵。
Jesus said, you know him. You know the Spirit.
可是我觉得很多时候人不真正认识圣灵。
But I feel that many times we really don't have the right understanding.
这些人不在我们教会。
I think those people are not in our church.
有些教会强调医病赶鬼。
Some church will emphasize healing or casting out demons.
而且认为这些都是出于圣灵的能力。
And they believe that those are all from the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们的结论是什么？如果这一个人会医病，他就有圣灵；如果这一个人不会医病，他就没有圣灵。
So their conclusion is that whoever can have the healing power, have the spirit, and those who don't does not have the spirit.
弟兄姐妹，这是对圣灵错误的认识。
And that is a wrong understanding of the Holy Spirit.
有些人说，哎呀，你有圣灵就要讲方言。
Some other church will emphasize saying that if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you should be able to speak in tongue.
有些教会就把说方言看成圣灵同在的一个证据。
Some church will look at speaking in tongue as a proof of the spirit togetherness.
这也是一个错误的认识。
And that is also a wrong understanding.
因为圣经上没有这样讲。
Because the Bible never says that.
圣灵与人同在，未必要让人说方言。
When spirit is in a person, it doesn't mean that that person has to speak in tongue.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们对圣灵要有正确的认识，就好像你对耶稣基督、对耶和华要有正确的认识一样。
We need to have the right understanding about the Holy Spirit, just like we do with the Lord Jehovah and Jesus Christ.
不要忘记圣灵是那三位中的一位。
Don't forget that the Holy Spirit is one of the Trinity.
他也是神。
He is also God.
我们不能只认识耶稣，却不认识圣灵。
We cannot just understand Jesus Christ, but know little about Holy Spirit.
那么我们怎么样才能认识圣灵呢？
So how can we have the right and better understanding?
我们怎么样真正才能对这圣灵有正确的认识呢？
How we can accurately know the Spirit?
各位，唯一的途径就是透过圣经来认识圣灵。
The only way is to know him through the Bible.
圣灵有一个功用，就是向人把神启示清楚。
The purpose of the Bible is to review God's plan, to give us clear revelation of God.
我刚才讲太快了，是圣经的功用，不是圣灵的功用。
Yeah, the function of the Bible is to give us God's revelation.
圣经有一个功用，就是向人把神启示清楚，而这里所谓的神包括圣灵在内。
The revelation also includes the revelation about the Spirit.
就好像我们今天，我讲到根据什么来讲啊？
Just like my sermon today is based on
是根据耶稣对圣灵的描述来讲的。
It's all based on the descriptionfrom Jesus Christ about the Holy Spirit.
是圣经上明明记载的。
And it was clearly written in the Bible.
你用这个途径来认识圣灵就不会错。
So, if you know the Spirit in this way, that will not be wrong.
所以弟兄姐妹，好好的读经。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to read Bible, diligently.
不要听人家说，哎，圣灵是什么。不要听人家说圣灵会产生什么现象，那个都是人。
Do not just rely on hearsay about the Holy Spirit.
好好从圣经来认识这一位圣灵。
You need to develop your own understanding through reading the Bible.
第三，还有一件最最重要的。
Number three, we also have one most important thing.
就是我们要留心自己的罪。
Is that we need to be aware of our own sins.
耶稣说圣灵来了，叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Jesus said, when Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment.
圣灵来就是要让人看见自己的罪。
The Holy Spirit comes,to let people see their own sins.
当圣灵提醒我们的时候，我们就要认罪悔改。
When the Spirit reminds us, we need to repent, and confess and repent.
你要重新回到那个清洁的道路上。
Return yourself to the way of cleansing.
有一个孩子他很顽皮。
Just like a naughty child,
皮得要死。
very naughty kid.
我讲，可是各位做爸爸的不要随学着做哈。
I hope fathers will not follow my story.
这个爸爸呢，就把他用一根很长的绳子把他坠到一个井里面。
So this father put his naughty kids on a basket.And drop him down to a very deep well.
我在讲做爸爸的不要学啊。
So fathers don't follow this practice.
哎，结果降下去以后啊，那个孩子不害怕哎。
But this naughty kid still not, he's not afraid of the darkness.
为什么呢？那个井很深，底下是黑的。
Because the well is so deep, and so it's very dark.
他觉得第一次自己下到地底下这么深的地方，哎呀，好好玩哦。
So not only not feeling, not fear, but also he feel it's kind of interesting.
结果这个父亲拿了一支手电筒来。
Then his father take a flashlight.
往这个井里一照，那个孩子吓坏了。
Illuminated this deep well.And that kid was scared to death.
在那个井里大叫救命啊赶快拉我上去。
Immediately asked the father to pull him up.
你知道为什么吗
?Why?
原来那个光一照下去那个孩子看见周围都是虫都是蛇。
Because he saw many filthy things and insects and snakes crawling on the bottom of the well.
他再也不敢多留一秒钟。
He would not They're not to stay there one more second.
弟兄姐妹，当我们灵里面没有圣灵在光照的时候，我们其实不觉得自己有多坏。
Brothers and sisters, when we do not have the light from the Holy Spirit, we don't feel that we are bad.
但是当圣灵来光照你们的我们的时候，你才真正发现，哎呀，我真是一个不洁的人啊。
But When we receive the illumination of the Holy Spirit, we feel we can see how filthy we are.
正因为这样，弟兄姐妹，我们才可以悔改。
And because of that, we are willing to repent.
你应该像那个孩子一样叫救命啊，赶快让我离开这里。
You should like that crying kid, crying to get out.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵是人的准心。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is the front sight for man.
当他发现我们已经不在神的道路上，走到那条岔道上去的时候，他要导正我们。
He will correct us whenever we go astray.
这是神的恩典，也是我们成圣的方法。
This is the grace from God, and is also the way to become sanctified.
所以弟兄姐妹，留心圣灵给我们的提醒，特别是当我们看见罪的时候。
So we need to be sensitive to the reminding of the Spirit, especially when we receive reprimand.
但愿这位不离开我们的保惠师，真的成为我们随时的引导。
May this counselor who will not depart from us become our guidance always.
让我们一生都不偏离神。
So that in our life we will not Go astray from God.
成为一个在属灵上渐渐长大成熟结出好果子最后荣耀神的基督徒。
So that we will become a Christian that grows in the Spirit, bear good fruit, and can glorify our Lord.
刚才我们唱一首诗歌我们再来唱一遍用这个诗歌来作为我们向神的回应。
So we will sing the same Hymn that we sang earlier.
蓝色诗歌的563首充满我。
563 Blue Hymn Book, Fill Me Now.
蓝色